quite honestly, for a couple of years, we were somewhat, so many variables involve lack of manpower because we had shortages at one time. And of course, when the police can't go out and address the community because they are so overwhelmed just going for calls on call to call for service because of staffing issues, sometimes you have to say that particular project or program is going to go on the back burner. And for a period of time, the city of Urbana was in that position. We were six officers or seven officers down, and we weren't able to concentrate our efforts. Probably within the last year and a half, we really saw a resurgence. And again, when you have people that can specifically focus on it, Bob Fitzgerald committed an enormous amount of time trying to rejuvenate this by making personal contacts and doing those kinds of things. So, you know, Eddie Adair, as I said, years ago when Anthony Cobb was our community police officer, he was overwhelmed. He couldn't do the job by himself. So philosophically, we're now saying we're spreading that among all the police that are out there.
Chief Cobb, is there anything with your transition to Champaign that you want to see additionally in terms of that kind of connections with neighborhood programs or other community-based services?
Yeah, my focus is eventually, as we start to move forward, is see how we can make sure we continue to drill down and get all levels of our organization engaged in working with our citizens. Right now, when we look at our community policing effort, a lot of that is ran really at the district level where the lieutenants are attending the meetings, they're having a direct interaction, and then they're bringing it back and giving the information to the officer, and the officers run with it. In addition to that, I would like to make sure we get our shift sergeants as well as the officers engaged in the conversation, engaged in the dialogue so they can hear firsthand what's going on and be part of the solution as they partner and develop a relationship with our citizens.
It sounds like you were up in terms of using technology, and maybe is it hard to not let it have too much of a role and maybe not have as much of a personal connection?
Technology can be good and bad, as you just stated in your question, but technology is very important. We're actually using intelligence-led policing as a mechanism to help us to better take the information we get, to sort through it so that we can use it in usable information that we can translate, get out to the officers and get out to the community looking for problems, looking for trends. Hopefully by using the computer and technology, we'll find them sooner. So if we see little spikes in crime, little spikes in issues popping up, so on to see it quickly by using the data.
Chief Connolly, I'm sure you have staff that works with this, but maybe would you want technology to take a larger role?
I would love to engage in more technology. Unfortunately, my staff consists of all the people in the community who look at crimereports.com and call me. We don't have the analysts that Champaign do. I mean, they are blessed with a number of additional police officers as well as support staff, and unfortunately, we don't have that luxury. So I think we can learn a lot from each other, and I think that, we have STIC, the State Police Intelligence Program, that's housed actually out of Springfield, but they share a great deal of information. We work together so well as community police that Anthony can share information and trends and ideas as they become, just because we're on Wright Street, there's that this invisible dividing line that crimes don't bleed over east to Urbana. Of course they do. So with the the more I hear about intelligence-led policing, the more I want to become part of that. But you have to have the manpower and the technical skills to be able to do that. And right now we're not in a position to do that.
Something that was brought up that was interesting was, I can't remember which of you was the training for how young people should address an officer when they're pulled over. Where's this training come from, and is it being used in both cities?
It is. It's actually airing on UPTV now, but it's been distributed throughout the community at our youth summit this weekend. It's going to be played as well, and it was really a grassroots effort. It is truly what community policing is all about. It's a guy who saw two policemen walking one summer evening, and he asked what we were doing, and we engaged in conversation. And a few months later, he called me and said, "You gave me a business card. You said if you ever need anything, call you. Well, I'm calling you." And from there, we created a program. Dan Bailey, who does our Cops Corner segment, Julia Reitz, our state's attorney, and James Winston. It was kind of a question and answer format for the first 15 or 20 minutes. And then we actually went out. Now, the expertise was from that of the Rich Searles, is the lieutenant in this North Division, but he's the patrol officer that made the traffic stop. and we kind of scripted out the right way to address certain things, keeping your hands visible, not making sudden movements, asking or telling the officer what you're going to do before you make those movements. And on the other hand, it's what the police officer can do right and wrong, and what the citizen can do if, for instance, they don't feel that they were appropriately stopped or that they were mistreated, and we can start the civilian or the complaint process from there as well. So it was really from both sides.
I think the press conference just last week talking about the officers involved in the June campus town arrest, I think you said something about a ask for oversight of the complaint process by developing an early warning system. Is there a thought now of a police review board within Champaign, or are you going to let this play out a little bit to see what kind of process might be the best way to handle an incident?
Well, far as Citizen Police Review Board, that's not my decision to make. That's going to be decisions made by the city council. There is a study session coming up where they're going to look at it. I don't know what direction they're going to go in. I stated when I was a candidate for the position of police chief, and I'll state it again, Citizen Police Review Board, if done correctly, it can be a good thing, but also it can be a bad thing. It all depends on how you construct it and put it together. If we're going to do it, I hope we would do it correctly, take emotion out of it, and really do it from a strength assessment standpoint, make sure that we build upon things that we do well within the city of Champaign, and in the same token, look at things that we can improve upon based on relationship that we have as far as our police agency with our community. I would like to continue to move the department forward. There's a lot of things that we can improve upon. There's a lot of things that we do well. And as we're continuing to move forward, we're going to be looking for ways where we can improve our relationship and our trust within our community. But at the same token, right now my focus is more internal. There's a lot of things within the department that I need to work on. I need to learn a lot and indoctrinate myself in the information about the resources and the individual people that work for me. But once I get through going through that process and get a good understanding and a knowledge base about the agency, we're going to be working with our stakeholders, which is our citizens and community groups and business community, to better understand what it is that they would like to see from our agency. Our strategic plan that was in place expired in 2011, so I'm in the process of looking at that and looking at a strategic plan. So we're going to look at where we want to be at in a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years, 10 years from now. But those are all the type of things that we need to put together, and it's going to take time.
That really, for the most part, answered my next question, a little more direct one that was brought up. Somebody asked about the faith-based community and was asked about Filer Road Business District in Urbana, but are there other areas you'd like to communicate more with these other groups?
We have goals that we need to meet and service all our citizens of the city of Champaign, and citizens need to be met, period. Each neighborhood is unique and different, and we need to partner and make sure we understand the different dynamics of those neighborhoods so that as we partner and take on issues, we want to make sure we deal with issues that are quality of life issues, but as well as issues that are criminal and maybe things that we need to do from a traditional enforcement standpoint. But we won't know that information until we actually sit down and start to talk with our residents citywide and address those issues.
Anything else you want to add on maybe something that was brought up tonight or things that you would like to be?
No, I think we're both cities are going in the right direction, and I'm happy to see that. And I'm happy to see that not only faith-based groups, but people from every segment within our community are stepping forward and say, hey, I want to learn more about the police department. We've done more ride-alongs, just people in our community who said, I want to learn more about the police. We've done more ride-alongs in the last 2 years than we probably did in the last 3 years combined. And it's because people are starting to engage more with the police, and the police are engaging with them. And I think that's such an important thing, and that's what I want to keep seeing in this community, that together we all work. You know, the faith-based groups came to us 7 months ago. All of them were going in different directions. Something as simple as sitting down with one meeting and having five different organizations meet with the police in the city, and now they're going all in the same direction. So those are the kind of things that, you know, we can help broker those services. We can't do it all ourselves, but we are certainly willing to be an active member as part of the solution.